we're looking at this Saturday, the 24th. Participating agencies will be available between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. For drop-off. A couple of things. I'm not sure if there are any that are not participating other than the Sheriff's Department, but for the most part, most agencies are. If you're uncertain, give them a call.
Right. That's a good piece of advice because everything is a little bit different now with COVID in terms of collecting things and people gathering and that sort of thing. But it is 10 to 2 on Saturday. It's a national push to do it. Why is it important? I mean, Rich, we've talked to you about this for years. Why is it important?
Well, it's for the same reasons it's always been, Walt, is to keep dangerous drugs out of the water system, out of the landfills, and so on and so forth. And to that end, I have a couple of stats here very quickly. Last year, they collected 882,919 pounds, almost 442 tons of drugs. Imagine that's what was turned in.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot that weren't.
Now, Greg Zibert, also with us this morning, Marquette County Sheriff. Now, your office is not having a collection location, as I understand it, for this year, but you're getting the word out that make sure that if you have these medications, there are other agencies you can bring them to. And also on a public safety level, you want these off the street.
Absolutely. And the reason we don't collect them is we have the jail and we have people coming in our lobby where we would normally have the take back box. So we opted out. And Marquette City is right across the street. They have one,
sure.
We refer people over there. But just imagine your grandchildren coming in, and you accidentally leave one of these, you know, some of these drugs out, or put it away in a drawer, and the kids get at them. And we know these drugs are toxic. You know, if you're overdosing, the last thing you would ever want to do is be the cause of one of the grandchildren or kids or anyone coming in and accidentally getting these drugs.
Yeah, there is definitely that public safety factor for within a private residence or a home, and the kids and grandkids are coming for a visit. But you also want these drugs off the street in terms of people that are illegally using them.
Absolutely. Again, I've told a story before where I've arrested people who would go house to house to house, drug shopping. They knock at the door, no one answers. They're in, you know, they check the door, they're inside. The first place they go is to the bathroom. They look in the cabinet, they go to the bedroom, they're looking for cash and, you know, stuff that they can take and get out of there. And you don't want this stuff in your house. So that's another reason not to have this stuff if you're not using them.
Rich, it does bear mentioning that we're talking about medications here, prescriptions and otherwise, but specifically pills, correct?
Correct, Walt. Pills, and if, for example, a lot of people get prescriptions or over-the-counter drugs that are in blister packs. We ask that they take them out before they come to the department. Put them in a Ziploc bag. Yeah, please.
If I may tell a story, the first year that we did this, we just took everything back, and then the DEA said, no, can't be in the plastic.
Can't be in the plastic.
So our officers, we probably spent about 6 hours popping out of these little, cellophane
pills out of the blister packs.
Put them in a bag for us.
Put them in a plastic bag or something like that. But it is not just prescriptions. It can be all your over-the-counter pills and everything too, right, Rich?
Right. Vitamins. Sure. You know, a lot of times it's somebody passes away in the family and, mm-hmm. you know, we're on different medications, but over-the-counter, anything that's a pill. Now, if I may offer this, if you have liquids, a simple solution is to buy yourself just a bag of kitty litter,
pour it in there.
Pour it in there in a bucket or something, mix it up real good, put it in a plastic garbage bag, and you can put it in the garbage. That neutralizes it. With sharps, like, diabetic needles mm-hmm. and so on, put those in an empty, like a 2-liter pop bottle or pop.
2-liter bottle.
Bottle. And put the cap on, and that can also be placed in the garbage.
Yeah, this is an important thing here. We're talking about this from, obviously, there's a convenience factor, be able to get rid of these. This is a no-questions-asked thing, right, Greg, that you can bring them on in, and this is to collect them, get them off the streets, and don't put them down the drain.
Absolutely. We're not going to criminally go after. We're not looking for anything. We just want to get these things out of your cabinets and have, you know, the DEA actually comes to the area agencies. Mm-hmm. They collect them, and then they have an incinerator, and they burn all of this stuff.
Yeah, it's a smart way to do it. It is National Drug Take Back Day. Again, Rich, give them the details. What day and what's the hours?
This Saturday, Walt, the 24th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you're uncertain about your local department, just call and ask, and they'll give you the instructions. And along with what Greg said, it's an old questions asked thing.
Sure.
That's why we tell people, take them out of the containers. We don't need to see their personal information.
Right. You don't want the bottles with that
exactly.
info on it, too.
As well as they won't take them anyway mm-hmm. in the bottles. But we don't need to see your personal information.